Whistleblowers. In late 2014, an anonymous source contacted a German newspaper. The source offered access to millions of internal documents from the secretive Panama law firm Mossack Fonseca. Over the following year, the whistleblower leaked an unprecedented number of documents. The amount was so huge, over 11 million documents, that the newspaper coordinated with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, ICIJ, to distribute the documents to around 100 media organizations in 80 countries. It took journalists over a year to analyze all this data, now known as the Panama Papers. The Panama Papers reveal how the rich and famous, including important politicians, well-known athletes, business tycoons, and even criminals, avoided paying taxes by using complicated offshore arrangements to hide their wealth. This was one of the biggest leaks in journalistic history, but it almost certainly won't be the last. Statistics from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission show that from 2012 to 2015, the number of whistleblower tips it received grew by more than 30%. As technological advances make it increasingly easy for people to share files, we can expect this trend to continue. So what motivates whistleblowers? And is what they do positive? While some whistleblowers may be driven by revenge or self-enrichment, others may be dedicated individuals who want to make positive changes to their organizations or bring wrongdoing to light. In 1996, Jeffrey Wigand, an employee of Brown & Williamson, an American cigarette company, exposed the tobacco industry's lies about the dangers of smoking. He revealed that tobacco companies were intentionally increasing the amount of nicotine in cigarettes, despite knowing that it was highly addictive and could cause cancer. Few would argue now that what Wigand did was a bad thing. But what about revealing government secrets? Does the public have a right to know everything? Or should we trust that our governments know what they're doing? Edward Snowden is probably the most famous whistleblower in recent years. While working for the CIA and National Security Agency, NSA, he was shocked to discover how extensive the government's reach was in terms of domestic surveillance of civilians. He regarded these practices as an invasion of privacy and an abuse of power. In 2013, he leaked thousands of classified documents from the NSA's surveillance program to journalists, after which he was charged by the U.S. government with violating the Espionage Act. He then fled to Russia to avoid arrest. His actions have fueled much discussion about the balance between information privacy and national security. Whistleblowers often pay a high price for their actions, as organizations may retaliate or try to discredit them. Wigand received anonymous death threats and required round-the-clock bodyguards. His wife divorced him, and their two daughters went to live with her. Eventually, he moved to a new city to make a fresh start. As for Snowden, he was forced to leave the country altogether. American intelligence officials have stated that by releasing classified information, Snowden has damaged national security and put people's lives in danger, especially military troops and secret agents. Many people therefore view him as a criminal or a traitor who betrayed his own country. But there are others who see him as a hero for standing up for freedom of speech and information. Clearly, the consequences of whistleblowing can be very difficult to live with. This helps explain why many whistleblowers, including the source of the Panama Papers, prefer to remain anonymous. There are many motivations that lie at the heart of whistleblowing, and our reactions to whistleblowers vary. In situations related to public health and safety, exposing wrongdoing seems hard to criticize. However, when it comes to revealing government secrets, blowing the whistle is a much more complex issue that raises many ethical and moral questions.